You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
Hey, look, we're back with the funny stuff now. Stupid News time here at FM 99 WNOR. Stupid News brought to you by the Funny Bone Comedy Club and restaurant presenting Faison Love. Friday through Sunday, Faison Love at the Funny Bone. Funny Bone, Virginia Beach Town Center. Log on to funnybone.com for more information, won't you? Item number one. Now, you saw this past weekend in North Korea, they had the big parade where they parade all the missiles down the street. They had the failed missile launch attempt. The missile blew up 4 or 5 seconds off the launch pad. Many people would say outside actors may have influenced that.
May have been a hacking.
We would like them to think that,
yeah.
Even if it wasn't
right.
Us, we would like them to think that we can do that. Well, there may be more now. The internet, you know, the internet as a collective,
yes,
is now filled with conspiracy theorists who point to certain photographs from that parade on Saturday, suggesting that many of those missiles are fake, probably made of wood or cardboard, and just being dragged down the street as a show of stuff that they really don't have.
Interesting.
Huh. I kind of believe that, though.
Yeah, I could, too.
That's believable.
Too far of a stretch.
Videos from the Easter Day parade have been called into question. At least one of the missiles can be seen, and they have a picture of it here. And you know, this might be worth the Facebook or the See It Now.
I'll track it down.
Where you can see the nose cone of the missile, and it's not aligned with the body. It's like pointed upward.
Oh, yeah, look at
like
that.
It's like it's just on wrong.
Huh.
See how it points up?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it does kind of tilt up.
It's
like
not
crooked.
The smoking gun, but at the same time, they do need to line up the nose cone or payload.
It's going to turn left the whole time or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. Oddly similar to one of my own personal body appendages.
Just looking to the left.
Just at the end.
Just a little bit.
It's a slight
curve for her pleasure.
Yes.
Yes.
Kidney wiper. The rocket, as you know, the rocket that they tried to launch fell apart. A senior analyst at something called the Korea Defense Network says, I suspect they might all be mock-ups that are aimed to impress the outside world. Like, we wouldn't impress two schools of thought. One of which is that, the obvious one, we don't have all this stuff, so we're just making things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's easy to make out of cardboard or whatever, fiberglass, who knows.
Sure.
The other one being, yeah, we do have this stuff, but we're physically not going to offload the real stuff and put it on trucks and march it around the streets. Why would we do that? Those missiles are armed, et cetera,
right.
Et cetera, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I get it.
You
know, if they have a, you know, I get it. You've got a small missile,
yeah,
but you don't want anybody to know that. So you put out a photo
gigantic
of a larger missile.
Yeah, missile extensions.
Yeah.
You're wearing missile extensions.
I guess
big,
I could
round.
I guess I could understand that if I needed something like that.
It may be a bluff, or it may be that the missiles are stored separately and can't be put on trucks that easily, etc. Wow. Fake North Korean missiles. That's item number one.
Item number two. Takes us back to Easter weekend. Last weekend, a 28-year-old chick named Carice Raven. It's a good name.
Hello, Carice.
From Snowshoe Township, Pennsylvania. And her 52-year-old boyfriend, Greg Serb, were getting ready to cook their ham on Saturday when they got into an argument over how to prepare it.
Oh, the Easter ham. They're having a ham fight. She's 28, he's 52.
Apparently we cooked ham different back then.
Yeah.
Well, back then. Argument got very heated very quickly because Carice wound up hitting Greg in the head with a bowl and then stabbing him in the hand with an 11-inch knife.
She went ham.
That's right, ham.
Yeah, just to make it worse, she threw the ham at him.
Yeah, she went all ham, baby.
She was arrested for felony assault.
By the way, look at her mugshot. That's a picture of a woman that knows her way around a meal.
Oh, yeah.
That actually looks like a beach picture of her, I think.
Yeah.
At the bottom there.
Because yeah.
She appears to be in a holding a beer and in a bathing suit.
I'm just looking at the linebacker shoulders and saying to myself, you have consumed a ham before.
Oh, yeah. She likes
perhaps
the
alone.
Ham. Oh,
she
yeah.
likes the ham.
Oh, yeah.
That's Curry's.
I think she knows how to cook a ham based on that photo.
Based on the photo.
Sure, trust her.
She knows her way around a meal.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt about it.
No doubt.
Loving it's nice. Went all ham.
All ham.
Yeah. All right, finally this. This from Australia, obviously, by the music. This from Nova Scotia, Canada. Here we go. You know, his dad's dying wish that you take my ashes out into the harbor and scatter them. Unfortunately, you did it on a windy day.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Yes, a touring ferry boat in the harbor.
Oh, no.
In the Manly Australia Harbor was covered in a cloud of human ashes.
The Big Lebowski.
Yeah, it is the Big Lebowski, but it is a tour boat.
Oh.
Downwind of whoever it was scattering the ashes, and apparently the ferry boat filled with tourists. Gets a face full.
Is it Ash Wednesday?
It was. Yeah. Okay, so we're on one of the ferries. Because these ferry boats go back and forth, right? We're on one of the ferries. It is announced over the PA system that the ferry was going to momentarily stop so that a group of people could put their beloved father to rest by putting his ashes over the side. That's when the wind kicked up.
Oh, that exact moment. Had to be.
Yes. Oh, my God. A spokesperson for the Harbor Ferry Service Company says the scattering of ashes is not usually allowed from its vessels. They have public health and safety concerns, as you can tell.
But they decided to throw caution to the wind this time, Rick.
Literally to the wind. Quote. Quote, I remember my 2-year-old son saying, Daddy, what's on me?
Oh, get it off me. What is this? Dirty.
Look. I want to say goodbye to Uncle Bob. Those three stories are true.
And stupid.
And that's why we call it
Stupid News.